Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Next Door and Window, PermaSeal, Capital Electric, and Blue Sky Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. I'm David Hochberg, back from a couple of weeks off. Thank you to Wendy Snyder for doing an amazing job holding down the fort while I was gone. We got a packed show. I already mentioned everybody that was here. Corey from Blue Sky, Don from Capital. We've got Amir from Next Door, Roy from PermaSeal, MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. Packed show, so you're not going to waste any time. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago? Okay, I guess we're not ready for that. All right, well, let's just see. I've been gone 2 weeks, Joe, and everything just completely. Hang on, I don't even have your microphone down. Boom, 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 boom.
Whoa.
I'm gone 2 weeks, and I don't even know how to turn on the microphone.
We missed you, Dave.
I know. Well, so much for the intro. He's got it now, but it's like putting the toothpaste back in the jar.
It doesn't work.
I get my toothpaste in the jar. Yes, I get my toothpaste in the jar.
That's weird.
Because I save a lot of money getting it in the jar, and you should try it in the jar. That tube stuff's going out of business.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. I jump on my own mistakes before you can. 312-981-7200.
Do you want to do that intro anyway?
No. Right. We'll do it again later. Okay. Ben's like, yeah, I'm ready. So like, he gets a shot, and there it goes. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Pack, shoot! Don Butler, Capital Electric, you haven't been on in a while. Electric cars are flying off the showrooms, and our listeners need those adapters.
Yes, so we're getting about 30 to 40 inquiries a day.
Wow.
Yes, so they did bring back the 30% federal tax credit.
Which is a help.
Absolutely.
Right. Especially with the increased interest rates, that offsets a lot of expenses for our listeners, which are borrowers when they go to finance cars. But that's huge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, a lot of our customers, then they transition into solar. So there's nothing better than, you know, having not only not buying fuel anymore, gas, but charging your car from solar. So you're really eliminating that expense as well.
You're going to dive deeper into how our listeners, especially Mike out in Bensenville, saved on the tax deductions that the president recently signed that passed through Congress. So we're going to talk about that. If our listeners want to reach you during the show or after the show or next week, what's the best number for them to call?
630-833-2389.
Website?
www.capital.com. Electric.com.
Corey Ambrose, we're having lunch Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm passing up lobster rolls and clam chowder at the Buffalo Grove Police Department, I want you to know. Because Chief Castiven is finally retiring. He's basically been retired for at least 3 years, but he's making official in a couple of weeks, and they're having a go-away lunch for him. So I forewent. Is that what it is? I'll leave it to Roy Spencer, our English major.
You forgot.
I've forgotten.
You forgot.
I'm going to forego.
Prioritize.
I got to prioritize. I'm going to Hawks game later that night, so I got a busy day. So you better make lunch enjoyable, is all I'm saying. I'm missing lobster tail. I'm missing lobster roll and clam chowder. What are we talking about?
We're talking about Blue Sky Restoration Contractors and all the good that we are doing in the world. You know, I wanted to come on and kind of update everybody on our efforts in Hurricane Ian. So it's not in the national spotlight anymore. You know, that hurricane was a month ago.
Sure.
But the restoration processes and projects in Florida are still very much ongoing. I mean, the bridge to Sanibel Island was only just opened last Friday.
That's amazing that they put that thing back together so quickly, by the way.
In a month.
Kudos to the engineering staff and all the hardworking construction men and women down in Florida to get that bridge back. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it is not. And you know what? There's a lot of logistical things going on down there. And one of the things was we were actually sharing barges with the people working on the bridges. And you know, there was something with the bridge where 2 weeks after the storm, the governor there, like the Sanibel is a city, and they were doing daily kind of Facebook Live videos. And 2 weeks after the storm, the governor was able to cross the bridge with a bunch of utility vehicles.
It's amazing.
But the bridge wasn't open yet. Mm. So we had a lot of people living on the island needing to get to the island. I think the bridge was open, but the bridge was yet to be open. There was still another 2 weeks without the bridge. So a lot of heroic stories coming out of there. And I'll tell you about some of the logistics.
We'll talk about it later because we got to get through the first again.
You gave him the microphone.
I just said hello.
He made the mistake.
doing the show for 4 years now, Roy. You think he knows?
Yeah, you would know. You would know. You give it to him. And
the beginning segment. Hi, I'm Corey. That's what I'm talking about. But like, bam, away you go.
Next thing you know, we're in Sanibel Island.
I mean, meet this guy, Mike Dugan. You ever hear of this guy?
Oh, Mike. He's been a friend of mine as long as you've been a friend of mine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know how good of a friend he is because he was talking a lot of smack. Met him down at the firefighter chiefs convention down in Peoria a couple weeks ago, and he's like, he could do a better job than you on the radio. I'm just making a statement. A good friend of yours calling you out, and you know, we'll talk about a lady that listens who's a big fan of yours. For listeners who want to reach out, how do they reach out?
GoBlueSky.com. That's GoBlueSky.com.
All right, Amir Khan. From Next Door Windows. This is how the first segment works. I say, "This is hi, Amir. Welcome to the show." And you're like, "Thanks, Dave. We're going to be talking about this." And I'm like, "Great, Amir. How do they reach you? Thank you, Amir." And then I go to Roy Spencer.
Have you ever been to Florida?
Yeah, have you ever been to Sanibel Island and eaten crabs and clams on the beach? It's supposed to be like 15, 20 seconds get in and out. So let's show Corey, Mr. Experienced over here, 4 years on the show, domineering everything.
This is my first appearance.
Right. That's why we put Corey up against the commercial breaks, because we, you know, we play the Oscar music and we go right into the break. Amir Khan, Next Door Window, what are you going to be talking about, buddy?
I'll be talking about different signs and different conditions under which you should consider replacing windows and stuff like that. Many homeowners consider different reasons to replace windows, some of them really bad, some of them not so, but I actually have come across a very recent project recently where a client had very good quality windows. Except all his walls were always cold, all his windows were always cold. He had maintained his windows. So different telltale signs as to when you should consider replacement windows and doors in your home and what energy efficient impact it has on your
look
home.
At that, 45 seconds. Isn't that nice? Look at that, 45 seconds.
Right on time.
Right on time.
Do you have anything else to say? Yeah.
No, well, you'll talk about it, but not now. See, that's how it's done.
Did you guys know there's a published schedule, and I was supposed to have the mic at 10:15.
Right, because we went long. Corey, stop talking. Amir, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
Yeah, you can call our office, 630-323-6398, 1-800-NEXT-DOOR, or nextdoorandwindow.com.
Roy Spencer, what are we talking about today, buddy?
Hey, I'm open.
You're open for business?
No, we're going to talk today. This is like transitional time, you know, for the weather seasons, and we're about to hunker down indoors. So I'm going to talk about air quality, and that air, a lot of it comes from your basement and crawl space, and cold floors is coming with the season. What can we do to get ready for that?
Who's the bearded guy you brought in the control room?
That's young Bill Jursa. He's just a heartbeat away from stepping in for me here. If I go down.
If you go down, Bill?
He's going to grab the chair.
So hypothetical, if you go down, do we, you know, we'll call the paramedics. They're right outside the door here off of, I forgot what that's, canal, whatever it is.
Yeah,
I
mean, you can just put me in the elevator and roll me.
We'll just push you out of the way. Billy will just hit the button and Billy will come in.
Show goes on.
All right, what's the best way to reach you?
Give us a call, 800-421-SEAL, or go to permaseal.net.
MegaPros, Joe MegaPros Improvement, Home Improvement.
Just improvement.
Just improvement. And you were down for the count last week. You sent me a text Saturday morning. Won't be able to make it.
I did.
Doing all right?
I'm doing excellent.
Or were you just intimidated by Wendy Snyder?
She does scare me.
Right.
Like, she's professional, and she wants you to say the right thing at the right time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's got 35, 40 years of experience.
It's like a real radio show.
Right.
Yeah. I have no business being on a real radio show.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, I just did that. Hold on, we're going to do this.
megapros.com.
All right, we're going to hit a quick break because Corey's got to enlighten us on everything going on down in Sanibel Island. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
I do worry about you when I'm not here with you.
Why do you worry about me?
Because I think you'll miss me.
I do.
No, then I worry about me because you don't miss me.
No, I definitely worry about you. And that shirt, what year is that shirt from?
1937.
1937? Yeah. When you were born? You look great.
Yeah.
For 90, whatever the heck that is.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. You know I'm into experienced women, Corey. You know, the older the better.
Wow,
that's just
okay.
Just, hey, we're on the
the red lights on.
I know
red
we're on the radio, okay. David. Yeah. Especially women that live in Willow Springs, Illinois. Older, experienced women that live in Willow Springs, above the age of 87. The first name of Teddy.
Teddy Dugan.
Big fan of yours. Didn't really like me at first, at all. Until you came
out. You hear that a lot, though.
I get that a lot. Until that's why I turned the radio.
I didn't like you at first at all.
Right, at all. And then Teddy Dugan, mother of Michael Dugan, mm-hmm. which we don't have any confirmation of that, but we believe that is true, listens to you and loves you and can't believe how awesome the show is and how bad it is when you're not on, how awesome it is when you're on. So I just want to put a special shout out to Teddy Dugan, alleged mother mm-hmm. of Michael Dugan, mm-hmm. who has said he can do a much better job of this radio stuff than you can. Which
challenge
is still to be determined.
Accepted. Well, yeah. It would be fun to have Dugan up here in the studio.
No, it would not. I had enough of him down in Peoria. I got enough. If I don't see him until next June at the next conference, I'm fine. 100% good. So let's talk about what's going on. You guys have you're national. Even when you were with the other company, which mm-hmm. is the same company, you had semi trucks loaded with your belongings and your goods and services there with dehumidifiers and plastic and just everything in these semis ready to go. Water, generators. It's an amazing thing that I saw there. You guys mobilized ahead of time mm-hmm. in anticipation of what happened to Fort Myers and the entire southwestern section of Florida. So walk us through why that's important.
Yeah, still very, very much real and clear and present restoration issues going on throughout Florida. And just like you had said, yeah, Blue Sky was ready to answer that call, just like we always are. And Florida is our home. We've got offices in Florida. We've got friends and family in Florida. You know, we're a coast-to-coast restoration company. And so we, like the rest of the country and the southern states, were watching this hurricane come in. It's in the Gulf. It's on its way. It's going to make landfall. We've got clients and customers calling us. We're on standby to help when the help is needed. So we've got movement all throughout the country. Project development teams, operation teams are moving, semi-trucks are moving, everybody's descending on the southern states to help out. Hurricane, as we're watching it come in, and it's known where it's going to hit, the Fort Myers area, the Barrier Islands area like Captiva, Sanibel, and then across throughout the state. We were positioned in Daytona, Orlando, Tampa, other areas just kind of outside of the cone of the storm. We did have project directors actually in the storm. Everybody's safe.
Waiting to deploy.
Yeah, waiting to deploy because you need to be there extremely quick. You need to be there the very next day to start assessing and helping. Restoration is all about time. And flood damage from the ocean is extremely powerful, extremely damaging. But then you also have wind driven rain. You've got fallen trees. You got roofs that are coming off. So one structure can have different types of damages that the storm brings. It brings the floodwaters. It brings the roof tears. It brings the fall, all that stuff. So we're down there, and I'll kind of start at the east side, in the Daytona area. We're working on, like, I don't want to say every municipal or county building, but like 20 county buildings there. In Orlando, we're helping Riverdale School, huge school, massive damage.
Is the power back up throughout the entire southwest corridor there?
Well, in the inner cities, yes, we're good. Okay. Daytona, Kissimmee, Orlando, everything's pretty much up and running. Now, still, that south western corridor, Sanibel Island, it's still just coming together.
It's a mess.
Yeah. So Sanibel Island's bridge was just, and that was a big target for us. We've got, like I said, family on the island. We've got a lot of clients on the island, and that was somewhere we knew we had to be. Initially, after the hurricane, there's no bridge. So first step was getting in helicopters, surveying.
I got to take a break, but hold on to that, right? We had to take care of Dugan's mom, or else I would have heard about that. So we'll come back after the break, because I got Kleppen in there all frothing up. He's like, well, stop talking about Sanibel Island. I got news about somebody died in Chicago, as if that's breaking news. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Got to take a quick break. Come back on the other side with Corey Ambrose finishing up and also giving us tips going into this winter that Joe and I were talking about walking over here this morning. 312-981-7200, MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Teddy would like us to get through with your segment so she could go rake leaves. 88-year-old young individual.
It's nice out. It would be nice to be raking leaves right now.
Yeah.
But I got to do this.
Be nice if her son got off his ass and maybe went out there and took care of mom's lawn. Just saying. Mr. Firefighter retired. Whatever. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about getting ready to freeze, because we're going to be freezing here in about 30 to 45 days.
Yep.
Winter's coming. We all know that. We live in Chicago. We are not scared of that. We embrace it.
Winter is coming.
It's one of the best shows ever. And what should we be aware of? Joe and I were talking about the hoses that everybody forgets about that are screwed into the side of everybody's homes.
Take your hose off now and be sure it stays off. Meaning a landscaper could put your hose back on?
Mm-hmm. You don't even know it.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a specific reason why you do that, because the hoses, when they're connected to the spigot, will keep water in the spigot line, like right where it comes out of the house, because actually that part of the spigot will go dry. When you shut it off and you take the hose off, the water will pressure out, and you've got a little air gap, so it won't freeze and break, because freezing and breaking pipes are the hurricane that Chicago gets every single year.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. When we get temperatures below freezing, or especially in the teens or zero, and it sustains for a couple days, our structures just can't withstand. And there's going to be pipe breaks all over town. And when pipes freeze and break, the water damage that goes throughout the building is extreme. And
see, Dave, you're right, though. In 10 seconds, I said, take your hose off. And then...
Well, this is what you get.
I got a segue for that.
We were done with take your hose off.
So what type of damage have you seen in the past from our listeners who didn't heed our advice that Joe says every single year and that you say every single year?
Yeah.
Just unscrew the hose from your house and mm-hmm. put it in your garage, in your shed, or whatever. I got a shed. Mine goes...
Or just leave it laying on the ground.
You're really?
Fine. Oh, you're fine, Dave.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you want to button up the house and get ready for winter. You know, just like you're switching from AC over to heat. And run your heat. Use your heat. That's how the house protects itself. When you leave town, don't set it at 50. Leave it up at 69. You want the house to stay warm, and especially the pipes inside the walls, inside the ceilings.
I don't need it that warm. Do I?
When you're at it, well, Joe, I would say yes. Don't be cheap.
Corey owns NiGas stock.
Yeah, Roy, are you going to do that when you go?
No, I'm not going to do that.
I'm
not allowed to have my house up to 69 now. My wife wouldn't.
I know, I know. We don't
67.
Oh, really?
We haven't started throwing NiGas at
73.
You know, type thing.
Well,
all right.
To each his own, but hey. No, I know a great restoration company.
No, wait a second.
Your house freezes.
Corey, this is ridiculous. You're saying that if you went away for the winter,
yeah,
you would leave your house at 69.
I would, Joe. I would. Hey, but well, what do you want to do? 67? 66?
Yeah.
Where if you go any lower than that, you're really... No,
if you had Corey's money, you'd leave it at 69.
Corey's got a lot of money, doesn't he?
Joe, your thermostat's in the middle of the house. That's where it's taking its temperature reading. Right there from the middle.
I've got three thermostats in my house.
But what's the temperature inside the wall behind the kitchen sink? If your house is only 55, it's zero outside.
I got a plan for the kitchen sink.
Well, If the pipes freeze and break, I'll come replace it for you.
Well, hang on.
It's not going to be because my house is at 69.
You shut the water off at your sinks before you leave and bleed the lines?
No.
You don't do that?
No.
Okay. Do you turn the water off in your house?
No.
At the main?
No.
Your main cutoff switch. You don't do that.
There's people that come to my house every once in a while when I'm not home.
Right. Unbeknownst to you. But party. Do you recommend that if listeners are going? So
far, I'm not up for his recommendations.
Obviously. But also, he wants to keep everybody safe, and he's just doing a big
69
macro.
69 is just a weird thing. It's like, why did you say that? Like, do you have any proof of this?
Now, here we go with the proof.
Well, I do have proof because I've been in this industry a long time, and when pipes break, you could be displaced from your home. It can be so much damage. It's not worth it.
Okay.
Keep it warm so you don't have to call somebody like me to come fix it when it breaks.
I want some money from you. That's all. All right, so if I go down to 55 or 60.
You didn't say go to 55.
Well,
is that what you do?
Push my luck.
What do you put yours at when you go to Mexico?
Like 60. Well, also, you could change it as you remotely, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. Nests and controls. Yep.
Right. I don't believe you have to leave it up by 70. I really don't.
My previous home was built in the 60s, right? 64, 66. And all the plumbing fixtures, all the lines were against the outside wall facing west.
Mm-hmm.
So when it got down to the 30 below, which we get here, right, three times a year, we would open the doors.
You would have to open the cabinet door. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So in order to get the air circulating in there, so we didn't pop any pipes.
Right.
Say that 10 times quick. Pop any pipes. Go ahead, Amir.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things to consider also is the absolute freak, polar vortex kind of nights and situations that you cannot anticipate, right? Throughout, it's minus 10s, minus 20s, and stuff like that. And then one fine evening, it's minus 52 degrees, and you're in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that one evening, that one night could be the night where your pipes burst if you're at 50, 55.
But most of our listeners, I'm making a big macro statement here, have those nests or portable on their phones where they could program and reprogram and set and go up and down. So if you know it's going to be 50 below, which we've experienced 50 belows here numerous times, right? If it comes,
if you have a weak spot in your house, for instance, one of those sinks against the wall, something like that, whether you have it at 79 or 69 or 59 is not going to matter during those circumstances. It simply won't help. So that's what I'm saying, is that constant 69, that really doesn't buy you what you think it's buying you. That's all. I am Mega Pro Joe. Like, I do have a...
Well, the polar vortex of 2019,
yes.
Guys, there's no joke, $1 billion of damage in our Chicago area.
I understand, Corey.
So we got to give people good advice.
But the 69 thing wouldn't help them.
Oh,
okay, Joe, how about 68? Happy with that?
We'll settle for 68.
We got to hit a break. Corey, what phone number? We'll come back and dive deeper into this. What phone number, Corey, at Blue Sky? Should our listeners reach out to you, buddy?
Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. In the event of property damage, give us a call, 800-266-5677.
312-981-7200. Oh, Dykstra texts in. I'm listening from Aruba. Look at this. I'm listening from Aruba. What? Mr.
So what did he say?
I'm listening from Aruba. He's not lending anything.
Well, no, tell him, weigh in on this silly 69.
No, we don't get that. It's just like listening in Aruba, not giving any type of value to the show.
Come on,
just sticking it right in our eye. Yeah, I'm in Aruba. Up yours.
Yeah.
312-981. Doesn't even say respectfully, right? Doesn't send a picture. I'm in Aruba. Thanks, Rich. Really helpful. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Don Butler's coming up next from Capital Electric talking about, I just found out that there's income limits on these tax breaks that expire at the end of the year. We're going to go a little deeper into that. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter eight?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
All right, I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're getting text messages saying it doesn't get down.
All over the place.
It doesn't get down to 50 degrees below zero. Well, I can tell you this,
wait
Joe.
A second. Here, no, there's common sense people here.
I know.
Very smart people.
I know. I could tell you, when I was in the scrapyard and I worked off the old Calumet River at 127th and Doty,
yes, sir.
And that wind would come in and you could feel your freaking bones, they kept the cranes running because it got down with the wind chill close to 50 below. And if you turn the cranes off, as if I know what I'm talking about, you know, running cranes. But
hydraulics would freeze.
The hydraulics would freeze, right. And the fuel would freeze, and they had to change the mixture
absolutely.
Of the fuel. So they kept the guys on the maintenance crew
running
24.
So you're saying it's pretty darn cold out there.
Freaking cold.
No, it's cold out there.
Right. You get cold. Listen, you get down below 20 below, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You're freezing. 312-981-7200.
75.
Exactly. And then Dugan says he stopped by his mom's house, and she doesn't have a rake that fits his small hands because he's got really he's got like alligator hands and they don't make you know rakes that fit. I don't know how he made it as a firefighter, but that's a whole nother topic. 312-981-7200. Don Butler, let's talk about this. I did not know this, but talk about the tax break first and then talk about income limits on the tax break because I was not aware of that.
Yeah, so on the electric vehicle charging stations on residential, they did bring back and made it retroactive to the first of the year, the 30% federal tax credit, maximum $1,000. Now, up until January 1st of 2023, there is no income limits. So this is the best time to get it installed. But come January 1st next year, there is an income limit. So if you're making more than $150,000 individually or $300,000 jointly, you won't qualify.
So if you threw in two chargers, it costs grand, just round numbers.
A grand apiece?
A grand apiece is $2,000. You'd save $600, even though you don't have an electric car right now, if you made over combined $250 or $150 for the household.
It's 300 household.
300 household. 150 individual times two would be 300,000, which makes sense.
And I have a lot of customers that are planning for the future. They don't have an electric car yet, but planning on getting one in the next couple of years and
sure.
Don't want to be worried about that restriction. Or well, going
if you make over the limit, or even if you don't make over the limit, it's costing you. And you, well, I guess if you don't make over the limit, I mean, you could throw it in. But when does the tax break expire?
So they extended it for another 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. So oops. If you're making less than $300,000, there's no rush.
We're good for a while.
Combined.
Correct.
But if you make a housing income greater than $300,000, there is a lot of our listeners out there. There are many, sorry, Texter. There are many listeners out there that earn over $300,000 that are driving expensive electric cars.
Absolutely.
These electric cars are not, they're very expensive, some of these cars.
Some of them are, but, you know, some of them are pretty affordable. You know, Chevy Bolt right now, they're paying a good portion, if not 100% of the cost of installing the electric vehicle
really?
Charger. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And how much is a Volt or Bolt?
Bolt with a B.
And what are those, 25 to 40 grand? I mean,
they're,
how much are the cars?
Yeah, I think they're getting close to 40.
Do our listeners get any break for buying a Volt? What is it, a Bolt? B?
With a B, Bolt.
I'm going to screw this up the entire time. So do they get a break for buying an electric car?
Not currently, but come January 1st, they will qualify again for the federal tax credit. I think it's $8,000.
Okay, so do they have to buy it and take delivery on January 1st
correct.
Or after? So they could buy it today.
If they think delivery next year, yes, they would qualify.
But they signed the paperwork this year, even though it's going to take 60 to 70 days to manufacture it and deliver it and
correct.
Get it to the Chicagoland area. Even if you got it in December, if you don't go to the dealership to take delivery of the car until January 1st, you save that much money.
Yes.
That's substantial.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What other savings are out there that our listeners should be taking advantage of?
Well, they also increased the federal tax credit on solar. So it was 26%, and it was supposed to reduce to 22% January 1st.
Yep.
Now they've extended it, or they've brought it back up to the 30%, and they extended that for another 10 years at 30%.
312-981-7200 if you have any questions about solar or electric panels or electric cars. You want to get your cars charged. 312-981-7200. How much time does it take to put an electric charging station in somebody's house slash garage, or maybe on the outside of a house if you don't have a garage. I'm just assuming, you know, we're just assuming that people have garages, but you got apartment buildings that have got outdoor parking. That is that something to consider? Condominium complexes that have got owners with electric cars. Where the heck are they going to charge them?
So we are actually in quite a few high-rise buildings in Chicago. I love the low-rise, you know, the four flats, the three flats, four flat buildings.
Sure,
those are some of my favorite customers. For us, it's a pretty easy install. Some people think it's going to be a little bit more involved, and we kind of simplified that process. Detached garages, a lot of homes in Chicago have detached garages, so those typically can run a day's worth of work. But in the suburbs, you know, if an unfinished basement, it's a few hours, so it keeps the cost down.
Permitting in the 606, or is permitting necessary? I'm sure in Chicago.
Permitting is always required.
Okay. So do you do the permitting, or is that...
We take care of it all.
You take care of it all?
Yes.
So you deal with all the municipalities?
We do.
All right. We got to hit news. We're going to come back, talk more about this after the break. For listeners who want more information during the show, where do they go?
630-833-2389, or capital with a K, K-A-P-I-T-A-L, electric.com is our website.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I am obligated to read this because, Joe, I typically don't. I forget it, then have to do 10 of them at the end of the show.
What does it say?
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. I want you to know, Northwestern, I killed that one right there for you.
You did.
I destroyed it.
You should record it.
I should get paid extra for that one.
You did.
Which means I get double or nothing. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's AmegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Tomorrow, I'm going to be jumping rope to help veterans deal with PTSD and depression. If you want to donate, go to 56david.com. There's a new treatment out. It costs $1,800 per treatment. We're trying to get at least 10 veterans suffering from depression and PTSD. We're jumping rope 2,200 times. Yes, Joe? I will be jumping 20.
No. All right, Dave, I appreciate that you're doing it, and I respect that you can do it.
And there'll be paramedics.
I can picture Roy jumping rope, Corey jumping rope.
Well, that's discriminatory.
Why?
You said, well, why can't you picture me? Or you just don't want to picture me jumping rope?
I don't want to picture you. Could okay, you picture different. David Hochberg jumping rope?
Roy, answer.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Could you really?
Yeah. Roy doesn't want his microphone.
I couldn't jump on rope to say, if there was a rope on the floor, I probably couldn't even jump.
Roy doesn't want his microphone turned off. And you're inching closer.
I don't even care.
We got another. I want you to shut. We got another 1 hour. So did a lot of listeners. We got another hour, 47 minutes. And I'm trying to be kind.
I want mine shut off.
Can we do a poll on that or something from our listeners? How many people want Joe's mic shut off?
312-981-7200. MegaPros Joe contest right now, or text line. We want to know. Would you like Joe's microphone to be turned off for the next hour and 45 minutes? Text us.
Here's a text right here. Good morning. I just wanted to let you know I have no interest in any of the topics on your show. I listen only for the entertainment value. Let's review. No interest in topics. Love the entertainment.
Thank you, Texas. That's very kind. And we feel the same way. We have no interest in anything that we're talking about.
No interest except having fun here. That's it.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's AmegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Let's talk about state of the Illinois tax break for electric cars again, because a texter from 847 would like to know that. What can you tell our... I know you don't sell cars, but you sell the chargers that go into cars.
Correct.
So what can you inform our listeners about?
So there is that a lot of people are have heard about the state rebate that they're offering as far as the 80% credit that's available. That 80% it's up to 80%, and it is more for public stations. Has to be within a certain distance of a highway. Residential customers do not qualify for that particular credit.
Okay, so it's more commercial.
It's more commercial.
All right. 312-981-7200. We've got Danny in Ann Arbor. Go Blue, right? Are you a Michigan fan, Danny?
Not at all.
Well, you must go through a lot of pain 10 months out of the year. right?
Amen. No, I'm an Irish fan, so it's even worse than that.
It's even worse. All right, Dan, you got a question for Mr. Butler.
Yeah, my wife and I are looking at backup power and what the right option is for us. We're afraid of losing, power for 24, 48, 72 hours, and especially in the winter. And we've looked into, the gas generator systems outside. That seems like overkill. And, we've looked at batteries, and, there's a heck of a lot of variety there. So I was just wondering if there's any guidance on what might be the best.
Yeah, so we actually handle quite a few different battery manufacturers. And I will tell you that Tesla is probably our number one seller. It is the most versatile and the one of the most fairly priced. Right behind them, I would look at Panasonic. Now, they got some changes. The new version coming out after the first of the year, which is going to make them very competitive and be more in line with what Tesla offers. Okay. If you have a solar system now and you have the SolarEdge as your inverter, of course, you'd have to have a special SolarEdge inverter. But
solar, we got a house built in the 1860s, so it's really not ideal. So.
Gotcha. So you're just looking for battery backup. So Tesla right now, you can charge at night and you can discharge it during the day. It's called load shifting. They allow you to do that. You have to check with your utility if they allow that in Michigan. But like I said, you have Briggs & Stratton has a battery system out now. Very attractive. Kohler, Generac, also got into the battery business. And there's a host of others, but those are the main players right now.
How do you find the right amount for what you're looking for? I mean, I'd be looking to make sure the furnace is on and maybe a refrigerator and a couple lights. I wouldn't want the whole house. How do you kind of gauge what you need power-wise?
That's a good question. So like a Tesla Powerwall, it's 13.5 kW. And if you don't have solar where you're charging the batteries back up during the day, then, again, it's dependent on what your load's going to be and how long you want power. Typically, a Tesla battery can do essential loads for probably about 6 to 8 hours, depending on what your loads are. You can also couple multiple batteries together to get a longer time frame. But if you had solar attached, whether it was, if it's not on your house, you could also do a ground mount. Now you're using those batteries on a daily basis. So your solar during the day, your batteries at night. And if there's a power outage, you don't even know because utility company is strictly a backup.
Gotcha.
We answer all your questions there, Danny?
Well, except for the Irish football, yeah.
All right. Well, I can't help you there.
Thanks much. Take care.
All right, buddy, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Joe, I'm going to start calling you Tesla because you also charge at night and then discharge during the day.
No, opposite.
See what I did there?
Opposite. I discharge at night.
And charge during the day.
Yes.
Okay, 312-981-7200 is a meg. Thanks for clarifying that. Don, if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about the tax break, about installation, about your other products, what's the best number to reach or website?
630-833-2389. And our website is capital with a K, K-A-P-I-T-A-L, electric.com.
All right, so we got my Dr. McGuire, the official urologist of the show, okay? He sent in a text. What does a home charger cost? All in investment. So here you got a high, guy making a ton of money because he's a urologist.
Sure.
Forget about it, right?
Battery systems are not cheap, although they do qualify for the 30% federal tax credit. And it was up until summer when the new law was put in place. Yep. They didn't qualify if you didn't have solar. Now they do.
Okay.
So they're typically right around after the tax credit. They're going to be pretty close to what a natural gas generator would be. So before the tax credit, you're probably looking anywhere between 16,000 to 18,000 installed.
And a charger, he wants to know what a home charger costs.
So a home charger... A lot's going to depend on where that panel is.
He lives in a circa 19-something, early 1900s home in Evanston.
Gotcha. So it depends on the size of the service as well. Hopefully we don't have to do a service upgrade, but you could be looking at it could be as little as 800. It could be as much as 25 to 3,000.
All right, he'll order four. He's got the money. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Roy Spencer's up next. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago and 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. Permaseal.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our Permaseal way of doing things, but it starts with crack. The entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair, and there may be a crack there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer. Not like a mean crack dealer, but, you know, like a nice one. It's kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. Permaseal.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Encapsulating services, Roy. We're going into the winter months. We know it's going to get cold. We know that this is coming.
Winter is coming.
And we know that if it's cold now, it's going to get colder, and encapsulating crawl spaces could probably make your house a little more comfortable during the winter months. Is that a safe assumption?
I think it's as safe as your statement that it's going to get colder.
It's going to be a
pretty
cold,
safe
okay.
bet. Yeah.
There you go. Told you, Joe, I know what I'm talking about.
If I can tag on to way back, is several hours ago when we started a show, we were talking about what to do in cold weather.
Yeah.
One of the things I want to champion is, in addition to disconnecting the hose from the silcock, is to look at your discharge line for your sump pump. Okay, because in the summertime, we want to get that water away from the foundation, so we got these black corrugated hoses, we got the Ace Hardware, and it's running out and watering the rose bushes. Works great. But it doesn't work in the wintertime. So if you have any flat pipe laying on the ground in the sump pump discharge, when a pump stops running, there's water sitting in that pipe. And then that water is going to freeze, and then the next time it runs, there's going to be more water. Eventually, that pipe gets frozen solid. And your sump pump will run throughout the year, deep in the ground. It could be, as you say, 50 below zero. But, you know, 6 feet, 4 feet deep in the ground is 55 degrees. And that ground is thawing out. So the sump pump will run throughout the winter. And it's got a discharge. You know, if your discharge is going outside, it's going to try and run through that frozen pipe now. And then that's going to cause the pump to burn up and your basement to flood.
Nice.
So that's the biggest thing we see in the winter thing is that first freeze or as things get really cold, all of a sudden my basement's flooded because my sump pump was running and it couldn't discharge. So
and there hasn't been a drop of rain in 4 months, just snow, right?
Because yeah,
everything's frozen.
It doesn't matter. There's moisture in the ground and it's always running towards the sump pump and things. So you
Roy,
never know.
You want that hose off then, right?
Thank you. Yeah, that's the whole point is that if you have a discharge line going outside your house and there's usually an extension of the pipe, disconnect that. And I know it's counterintuitive. Say, I want to get that water away. Well, first of all, the sump pump's probably not going to be running that much in the wintertime. So even if it just splashes next to your house and recycles, I'd much prefer that. The pump will keep up with it. That's fine. But the bigger danger is if that pipe gets frozen, then you could flood your basement and you'll have to call Corey. And God knows we don't
so
want to do
I
that.
Did not know that. Yeah. I haven't seen those. They're flat hoses? Is that what you're saying?
No. There's a, you know, the black corrugated inch and a half pipe you buy at Ace Hardware. By 50-foot length.
So is there a hose clamp or something on that?
Yeah, there's usually a connection. So your pipe is stubbed out from your house, usually, you know 6, 8, 12 inches, and then there's an extension, usually a temporary extension put on there. So just disconnect that for the winter, and then when it starts to thaw out in the spring, then we can put that connection back on. So
good advice. This show is full of it.
It's great. Full of it.
Good advice.
Yeah, good advice. So where would that discharge pipe be? I mean, some of our listeners have got, like me, I have no idea what you're talking about. Mine's is in front of my house for some reason when they built my house. It's right in the front, so I know where mine is.
Right.
What should our listeners be looking for, especially those listeners that bought homes this past year that don't even know what an ejector pump is, let alone where it's discharging to? Okay, what should they look as they're walking around the home? It's going to be 60 degrees today.
Let them answer.
I'm going to.
Jesus. Just so we're all clear, it's not an ejector pump. It's the stormwater pump.
I wasn't going to correct that.
Yeah, well.
Exactly. Oh, Mr. Technicality.
That's why you
let's talk right over the question.
You understand that?
It's a sump pump that runs and handles your storm water when it rains. It's pumping regularly when it rains. That's a sump pump. A lot of people, their sump pump discharge goes into the sewer line. They live in the city, and so they don't have to worry about this. And some people, like you, you had a newer house. It probably runs into an underground storm water system that's already pitched. You don't have to worry about that. I'm talking about the people whose sump pump discharge splashes out onto the yard, and those people know who they are because it's flooding out their rose garden or their tree and stuff, and they're moving the water around or fighting it all year round and stuff. And so my advice to those people is to disconnect that extension and don't worry about it. I know it seems wrong to have the water just splash next to your foundation, but that's way better than
freezing
frozen.
Then put it back on in the spring.
Exactly.
So do it now. It's okay to do it now.
Let's do it now while the weather's nice and get outside and stuff so we don't forget to do it.
Right.
Because it's an easy thing to forget. Now it's underneath the snow and, you know, the pump will probably run a few times and everything's
then
okay.
Then it ices up.
But once the pipe starts to get frozen solid, all of a sudden the bet's off. So that's one thing I just want to throw out there. The other thing, of course, we know the cold's coming. So why don't we, instead of turn our heat up to, you know, 75 or whatever, let's insulate our house. And the biggest, one of the biggest areas of loss of heat in a house is the rim joist area where the house sits on the foundation. And so if you took one of those thermometer readers, you know, go around the house, you would see a lot of heat loss there. And we have a great product where we can spray foam insulation just in that rim joist area, which will greatly lower your heating bills and keep your house warmer, and particularly those cold floors. We all hate cold floors. You know how you get out of bed in the morning, ooh, that floor is cold, or get off the couch. And so that's typically because the basement and the crawl space is cold, and a lot of that cold is coming from that rim joist area. So one thing we can do now, again, do it now before it gets cold and start racking up the high energy bills, is to get that insulation done in that rim joist area.
Now let's talk about more about that. We've got bottom of the hour news break here. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Roy, if our listeners want to reach out to you, we'll come back and finish up this conversation. What's the best way to reach out to you and your tribal members, as you call them?
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Did Bill drive you down? Your trusted assistant is going to be, I mean, he's in there like pressing things. And
now Bill's my guest, so I picked him up and bought him coffee and brought him down here.
That's nice.
That's very nice.
That's the kind of guy I am.
Nice guy. Has Roy ever picked you up, Joe?
No, you kidding? No. I mean, he passed me by a couple times.
We were way back. If we were Lou Manfredini, we'd be in the front seat of the van.
I know. That's a whole different TV show.
312-981-7200. Not knocking Lou Manfredini, but we haven't reached that level of importance.
Companionship.
Yeah, companionship. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break at the bottom of the hour. Come back with more Roy Spencer. I promise Amir Khan, we will get to you, Amir. We like breaking in the rookies slowly but surely. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Don Kleppen's like, shut up and send it to me. Here you go, Donnie. We'll be back after these messages.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Where we got a couple of text messages here. And we got a text message for you also, Don, regarding electric vehicle charging stations. If I had PermaSeal install a pop-up for discharge about 40 feet from my house, the grass has totally covered the green pop-up. How do I know the water is discharging? Roy, what is a pop? What is this texter talking about?
Okay, so at the end of the sump pump discharge, we put a bubbler pot, if you will, and has a lid on it so that when the pot fills up, the lid lifts up slightly, and then the water can dissipate on into the yard instead
evenly.
Of a jet. Yes.
Good.
Type thing. And that's easy for the grass to grow around it. The lid probably is lifting up and the water is emanating from that anyhow. So it's not necessarily a problem. She could actually just kind of do a little digging around the edge of the thing and just lift the green lid up, make sure it's loose, but it's probably operating fine.
Okay, next question.
Wait a second. Would this lady have a hose leading to that pop-up thing?
No. So that would be, we put in underground discharges rather than have a pipe lay on top of the ground.
So you wouldn't have to disconnect that in any
way. No, but when we do it, we put an ice guard, and I think someone asked earlier about that. when the pipe comes out of the house and it goes to an underground pipe, okay, it's very important that there's an air gap there, because that underground pipe, even the ones we put in that are, you know, 12 inches deep mm-hmm. or something going out into the yard, even a 4-inch pipe could freeze solid, and then same thing. So there's an air gap when the pipe comes out of the house, we put an elbow on it, then we have called a fitting called an ice guard, which is a vented thing. It creates an air gap so that if that underground pipe were freeze, then when the pump kicks on, the water
go out the gap.
It will go out the gap. Thank you. And so if you don't have an ice fitting, ice guard fitting, but they have an underground pipe, it is important there's some kind of air gap so that it's not a solid connection between the pipe and the underground pipe.
Perfect.
224. David, you live on top of a hill. I wouldn't call it a hill, for God's sakes. And mountain. The road runs downhill. That's why your discharge is in front. Sincerely, your old neighbor. P.S. Should I leave a 1 or 2 inch gap where my sump goes into a pipe, Roy?
Yeah, that's what I think I was just talking about.
That was it.
With the underground, it's going into an underground pipe, and you know, I don't know if it goes to a bulb or pot or out to grade. It doesn't matter. But if you get, you don't want a solid connection between the pipe coming out of your house and that underground pipe. There needs to be some kind of air gap. I'd be happy with 1 inch, 2 inches is fine too.
All right, we got a question here for Don. Don, we got a Wisconsin. This is Doc from Kenosha. What voltage do most electric vehicles and chargers operate at? Also, do the chargers require 240-volt service? And what amp breaker is required? Same question regarding solar charging systems and storage batteries. What voltage? You got 30 seconds.
So level 2 is the most popular for homes, and those are 240 volts. Your different levels are going to be your voltages. So your level 1 is going to be 120 volts. Your level 2 is going to be your 208 on commercial, 240 on residential, and then your level 3 is your 480 volts.
All right. Well, thank you for answering that. And small hands Dugan, right? If you get your rear end out of your North Shore mansion, you would know the sump pump pipe looks like this. Okay? So you see, he just doesn't shut up. I mean, he just can't help himself. I mean, I give him a crack and he keeps going. Roy, what do you want to talk about backup sump pumps going into the winter? Many of our listeners are, you know, with your Defender, many of our listeners who travel and go south or go west or wherever they go, winter in another state, your basement Defender is key to make sure that they know what's going on at all times to avert a disaster and having Corey come in.
Yeah. Well, David, well, I'll ask Joe. Joe, how many sump pumps fail?
100%.
All pumps fail. We just don't know when, and especially if we're not living in the house at the time. We're even paying less in touch with that, or the pumps are working or not. And it's absolutely critical that the sump pump is working. We never know when it's going to rain, and like I say, it's working year-round anyhow. And if that stops working, you can literally get inches of water in a matter of minutes in your basement. So we really need to know our sump pump's working. I don't recommend anybody have a single point of failure or single sump pump system. They should have a battery backup pump. So if the power fails or the other pump fails, you've got a secondary pump that can work off battery power. So that's great. But even those things, they fail. All batteries fail. All chargers fail. Things come unplugged. Things can go wrong. So that's where the Basement Defender comes into play, because it monitors and tests the whole sump pump system. The primary pump, the backup pump, the battery, the charger, it monitors it, literally exercises and tests it every morning, 8 o'clock, and then you have an app on your phone. If there's any problem, it will send you an alert that there's some problem with your system. So just imagine if you were in Europe or Florida or whatever for the winter, and you don't know what's going on back in Chicago.
You have a mess when you get home.
Yeah, and so we've had numerous instances where people who have traveled or have, you know, second homes where they've saved, that we've helped save them, even from frozen pipes, because we monitor the temperature, humidity in the basement.
Okay.
So if the temperature gets too low in the basement, they're getting an alert. And that can help they'll get somebody over and say, hey, your furnace is out and things like that. So the Basement Defenders, you know, really gives you that ultimate piece
of mind. Batteries fail, pumps fail. What about Joe Hogle?
I've never seen Joe fail, actually.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you so much.
That was a softball. He could He came to the fork and decided to go high road.
Thank you, Roy.
I don't have a Fogle defender.
Not too many people do. If our listeners want to reach you and your tribe, what's the best number?
800-421-7325.
All right, we're going to come back with Amir Khan, who's been sitting here patiently for an hour and 45. Are you still awake? You ready?
He looks like he's watching TV. He's like,
I can't believe I'm here.
Why I'm watching a fantastic, again? Entertaining show right in front of me, live. Doesn't get better than that.
We got the smelling salts out underneath his nose here.
What do? You sell windows, right?
I do, yes. Yeah. We renovate windows. God love you. We carry very good quality windows and products.
All right, okay. You're done.
All right, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
All right, yeah,
you're all good. Here.
Validate your ticket on the way out. 312-981-7200. We'll come back with more Amir Khan from Next Door Window.
Welcome
after
to Home Sweet Home.
These messages. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm thinking about becoming, get ready for this, because I'm on Instagram now. I'm a grammar. Because I'm a grammar. So David Hochberg on Instagram. So I'm scrolling through, and I see the Kardashians are making a fortune taking pictures, eating stuff in their bathing suits. And I'm like, I can do that.
Well, I'm just not sure about that.
Oh, my God, David.
I could do that.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
I could do that.
You got to look into OnlyFans, possibly, then.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, boomers.
Google that.
Not here, though. Don't Google it here.
312-981-7200. My daughter sent me. My 17-year-old sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is doing you dirty with your mouth open. I guess somebody put a picture of me with my mouth open, so I responded, Marketing 101, little Lindsay, as long as they are talking about me, it's a good thing. So there.
But does anybody have a picture of you with your mouth not open?
No, that's the whole point. Exactly. 312-981-70. At least my daughter's trolling me on social media. That's the right word. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Amir Khan is here from Next Door and Window because our good friend Justin Bartley couldn't make it.
Now Amir's our friend.
We don't need Justin anymore. Justin, you're done. 312-981-7200. So we had a listener out in Burr Ridge. It's where you guys are located. Rooms in the house are terribly cold, and we're not even at the winter yet. I mean, we had that snap a couple weeks back, right? Mm-hmm. It got into the 30s and 40s, and everybody's like bailing.
It did feel really cold for that week, right?
Yeah,
this was a very good case study in the sense that when people are looking at replacing windows and doors, they're usually looking at, okay, well, I have drafty windows. I have windows that don't open. I have windows that are leaking water and leaking air. This situation, however, the home was very well maintained. They're about 28-year-old windows, and the windows were very well maintained. There was no rot, no operational issues whatsoever.
Looked beautiful,
except the house had over 48 windows and 7 or 8 patio doors, right? Mm-hmm. So every single
seven
wall,
or eight patio doors.
Oh yes, doubles and triples.
Wow,
it's a beautiful
David's
home.
Jealous right now.
It's a beautiful home.
No, but it's a lot of patio doors.
I know, but you're jealous because how many do you have?
I only have one. And that's enough.
Okay.
Yeah, the situation there, though, is pretty much every wall is full of beautiful glass, beautiful windows with a lot of view. And all the walls are always cold, right? So the interesting thing to consider here is, are you comfortable in your own home? The energy efficiency and the thermal efficiency of these older windows.
28 years old.
Precisely. 28, 35, and going farther back. You see, the wall of your house is a sandwich of multiple layer materials. You have siding or Dryvit, and then insulation. You have Tyvek. You have house wrap. You have OSB sheathing and then insulation. But between us and the outside, there is 2 pieces of glass. That's it.
Right.
The thermal efficiency of those 2 pieces of glass is very, very critical to the thermal performance of your home, to the comfort of your home. Right? We talked about 69 degrees, 68 degrees, 55 degrees, whatever degrees we're talking about. Glass is not thermally efficient. And the technology has come such a long way. That's the important component to consider here. The technology simply did not exist 25 to 30 years ago. That exists now. That can actually make these windows, these quite literally holes in the wall, that's right, what they are, make them way more thermally efficient, right? All the winterization that we've been talking about and pretty much for that last hour or so, very critical. At the same time, we have average home, 25 to 30 holes in the wall.
So can you replace the glass, or do you have to replace the whole window and slider?
It all depends on what type of windows you have currently, right? There are some windows where the glass can be replaced if and only if the frame and everything else is in good shape. That is a stopgap solution.
Wait a second. A 28-year-old window, that's not really an option, correct?
In very few situations where the window, the glass is put in with a glazing bead, you could take the glazing bead out and replace that.
It's not worth
it. Here is exactly. Right. This is a very good point.
Hold on. What are you guys groveling about?
No, no, we're groveling, we're about cleaning it up as we go.
No, no, right, but okay. I don't understand.
So in other words, for a 28-year-old yeah. window, what you said is so important, right? Your windows could look beautiful.
Right.
So you, every year you're out there caulking them, glazing them, doing all that stuff. Your windows look beautiful, but they're not functioning, right? So now the question David asked was, can I change the glass? Yes.
Yes. And here's the thing, though. Right. Repair versus replacement. A lot of people say, why can't I just fix them? Why can't I just put modern day, more insulated and more energy efficient glass in these windows? Because my windows operate just fine. Repair does not add any value to your home. When you have spent, let's say, $10,000 replacing all the glass and repairing minor rots and everything, what are you left with? You're left with 30-year-old windows.
Yeah, true.
That's what you had. That's what you had, right? Versus putting in something with modern technology, possibly, you know, better quality and stuff like that than the builder's grade that they put in. Now you have upgraded your home. So the investment goes a long way. Mm-hmm. So repair doesn't add value to your home. Replacement does. Well, technically, upgrade does. If you have a countertop, laminate, you replace it with a 2022 beautiful laminate countertop. Laminates have come a long way. They have.
Sure.
They look like marble nowadays. You have still replaced a laminate countertop with a laminate countertop. That is not an upgrade. You replace it with something quartz or you know, granite and stuff like that. You have just upgraded. That's value add.
But it's a lot less expensive to replace a countertop than it is a whole backside of the house.
Totally. Right. Absolutely. The cost of windows and doors, obviously, the cost of good windows and doors have gone up significantly over the last 10 to 12-year period. But at the end of the day, it still remains that this is a structural component of your home, right? Putting in good quality will give you good value long run.
Well, let's talk about that. We got news at the top of the hour. Let's talk about, dive deeper into that with Joe and the rest of the panel, and also financing options and opportunities, because
absolutely,
these are major investments in your home that you hope to keep for another 28, you know, that stay in place and have energy efficiency for at least 30 years, like the old windows did.
Oh, right? Yeah. Nowadays, they have windows that literally will go into 40, 45 years if it's maintained, and you can finance it accordingly.
If our listeners want more information while we do news, traffic, and weather at the top, how do they reach you?
1-800-NEXT-DOOR or nextdoorandwindow.com. You can call us for a free consultation.
Is Justin listening, you think?
Likely, because he's probably texting me right now.
Yeah. Okay. There. Hi, Justin. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. I am telling you, I am just crushing this news ID.
Yes.
Now that I got it down.
God, it
took me 4 months to get it, but now that I'm right, I am laying it down.
You can feel it.
Bam.
Yep.
All right, Northwestern, you're welcome. 312-981-7200. I challenge all the other hosts during
everybody
the
week. Else. Wendy, where's
Wendy? You can't compete with what I just threw
nobody,
down.
Nobody can.
312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. We're 2 minutes late. All right, relax. Go.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. 630 during the break, Amir. I have a thank you, Mr. Jennings. I'll be jumping rope if you want to participate in helping me raise money so vets who are experiencing, veterans who are experiencing severe depression, PTSD, get a new treatment. Go to 56david.com. Help me raise funds. We're jumping rope tomorrow at the United Center. 630. I have a 1928 Chicago style bungalow. Got that in your head, right?
Wonderful.
Okay. You could drop an elephant from an airplane on those houses. And they'll be intact. The elephant, not so much. The house, amazing.
Well, you're going to get a call from somebody.
I know, from the elephant dropping out of plane society.
Yes, exactly.
Do you have replacement windows that would match the original windows to keep the original bungalow look?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have done projects in Chicago homes. The most recent one we did is in the corner of Fullerton and Clark. It's in the early 1900s. Marvin makes a fantastic product, which is architecturally correct and everything, to match those older homes and are completely up-to-date modern technology. Now, the way we replace these windows are not very similar to the way we would replace a window in a house in the 1980s and 1990s. We actually keep the original integrity in the structure intact, and that's the thing at X-Ray and Window. We have the experience to do that, right? We insulate the weight pockets. You have those weights and pulleys in those old windows and stuff like that. We actually go into the walls, into those cavities through the access panels. We insulate them, and we put modern-day windows with the same architectural and aesthetic architecture.
So they did a lot of window replacements, the city did, by Midway and O'Hare.
Different ballgame.
Now, Midway is the Chicago are more Chicago bungalows than you would find towards O'Hare, obviously, because Midway was built before O'Hare was built, right? And it's in a neighborhood. It's basically in the southwest side of Chicago, Midway Airport. And they did a lot of noise abatement at both airports.
Sure.
And all those are bungalows there as well.
Exactly. The noise abatement program, I think, was a little bit botched, in my humble opinion. One of the things that ended up happening over there is they left the original windows there and they put additional secondary layer of storm windows.
Well,
and stuff
that was
like
one
that.
Solution, right?
That was one of the solutions, yeah. Right? However, that did not do a lot when
not
it comes to improving the quality of the windows in the home, and the noise abatement worked just because there was some air gap between the outer storm window and the inner old windows.
Yeah.
However, clients still experience the same type of water infiltration.
Right.
And more importantly, here's the safety component, though. They were not able to open the windows quickly or actually efficiently. They had to open their old horrible window,
difficult. That's a good point. Very good point.
And then they had to try to muscle these very, very mass-produced, inexpensive, and low-engineered storm windows.
It's great if you had a fire and have to get out quickly.
Oh,
right?
Absolute nightmare. And
it was wrong for so many reasons, right?
We've seen patio doors. Well, first of all, it's a 50-year-old patio door that doesn't operate well.
Right.
And we have a 70-year-old retiree living in this home.
Right.
She can't open this door, and then she has to open another basic aluminum storm door that is a secondary door.
Right, genius.
It was unbelievable. So we have replaced a lot of windows in those areas, especially in the Midway areas. Marvin makes a phenomenal product that we carry, which is actually sound deadening as well. We have sound deadening technology nowadays, STC, that in conjunction with low EM argon glass.
So is it a triple pane? How do they get the sound deadening?
It's a very interesting misconception. Sound deadening, triple pane actually is not as soundproof as a dual pane with a bigger air gap and different thicknesses of glass. You're actually increasing the resonance, which is actually increasing the sound.
Huh.
Transfer. Triple pane is not the best solution for sound. A good double pane with a wider air gap rather than your standard air gap, and a thicker glass on the outside and a thinner glass on the inside, reduces the frequencies.
I will tell you, nice I lived in a landing pattern at O'Hare. I lived in Des Plaines, unincorporated Des Plaines.
But then you got a room at the condo.
Well, that's a whole other story. Let's focus on the home I grew up in.
Oh.
But literally, you could read Goodyear on the tires as the planes were coming over our house. We screaming, coming in. So if the wind's blowing the right way, that deadening of the windows, that's a huge life-altering experience, especially for those homeowners living in a flight pattern, in a landing zone or a takeoff zone.
I worked for a client who literally has one of these houses, and he's actually a retired pilot, lives right by Midway. And in his house, in the downstairs, there's three bedrooms with bunk beds. And pilots en route come and sleep overnight in those bunk beds. It's just one of those things that pilots do. They sleep overnight rather than going to a hotel crash room. It's very nicely maintained and stuff, except the noise. And that included your Midway sound abatement.
Right.
Did not work. We replaced the windows with modern-day, very high-quality Marvin Infinity windows that we carry with sound deadening. And this client, after the project was complete, about a week or two later, sent me an email saying, "Thank you, Amir. I have been finally able to sleep through the night without getting woken up."
Well, it was unbelievable. Weird if he said, thank you, Scott, seeing that your name's a mirror.
Agreed. But the point was, it made a massive difference to the quality of life for all those pilots who are just crashing there just to get some rest overnight and stuff like that. So,
financing options?
Absolutely. It's very important, right? Very good quality windows nowadays have become a little bit of a pricey proposition, but we do have 0% finance options, which are shorter term, 1 year, 1.5 year, 2 years. But more importantly, we have very low fixed interest, like what, 6.99 fixed interest. And 6.99 nowadays, you know, compared to prime, is not bad at all for 10-year plans.
It's not bad
right?
at all.
You can very nicely get a better quality product in your home, amortize it over 10 years, and what you end up with is very good quality windows for the next 10 years rather than compromising and getting a lower quality right now to fit the budget, right?
And when rates come down, and they will come down, you just roll it into your mortgage and put it
absolutely. So there are many options available. Plus, we have incentives and discounts available through our partnerships with the manufacturers and stuff like that.
Do you have to say Amir Khan when you call?
If you want to, I can come out to your house myself.
Today?
No. If you call in, you can. We have a fantastic team of experts over here, 15, 16 of us. We're very knowledgeable at what we do.
Who's the best, you?
Very difficult to say. Ron Burns, the father, him, Justin's father.
He's better?
Good Lord, he's been doing this for 50 years.
Okay,
it's very difficult to match.
Are you better than Justin?
Justin, thankfully, does not do
it's
what
a yes
I do.
Or no?
You would be better than
Justin.
That.
Is listening, and
I'm not
going to fall into that trap.
It's a
nice try.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Bill in the other room already told me he's better than Roy. And he's been here for 2 hours.
I'm not going to fall into
Roy
that trap.
But
the concept is, yes, you can call. I can come out to your home. One of my colleagues can come out. And the thing is, we take a very informative and educational approach to this, right? We will give you all the information. The best thing is, this is 2022, right? All the information's available.
I told you, Joe. It's 2022.
Just because Amir said it, I still don't believe it.
No. Information's available literally in your hands on your phone.
He still won't believe
it. 2022?
There's nothing we have to tell you that cannot be verified.
All right.
Take your time. Do your research.
Joe Hogan's MegaPros. Joe,
put in good stuff in your home.
That. My credit score is 1,500.
What's your phone number? How do our listeners reach you guys?
1-800-NEXT-DOOR or nextdoorandwindow.com.
And I wasn't joking, Roy. Bill's like, it's nothing. I can do that in my sleep. And I don't need Roy driving me down and buying me coffee.
So here's what's good about easily. Here's the other thing good about your company. You really can customize the opening and the windows. You paint.
Completely.
You do the whole thing in-house. That impresses me about any window company.
This is one of the things that there's many situations where we hear, well, you can do the trim and you can do the time. You will save a lot of money. Okay, if you want money-saving tips, please call a financial advisor. We are not. What we do for you is the entire window project A to Z. We will take care of permitting. We will take care of cleanup. We will take care of customization. We will take care of finishing, pre-finishing, and post-finishing.
Phone and website. We got to hit a break.
I know.
1-800-NEXT-DOOR or 630-323-NEXT. Or nextdoorandwindow.com.
Ben's chirping in my ear, not your ear.
Go to break.
I know.
I just wanted Amir to say that.
I'm trying to get him through. 312-981-7200. And if Justin heard the smack he was talking, the crap he was talking about Justin during the break.
Oh, there's no question
whole
he's better
story.
Than Justin.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a short break coming back. We've got a break, then a short run. I got an unbelievable story about how long
are you going to talk about this?
About a local bank tried to screw over one of our listeners, and I jumped in to save the day. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What?
What's
that?
Sump
pimp.
Whoever looks at me.
Sump pimp.
What is it?
Sump pimp. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Joe, I never make mistakes hardly on the show. 312-981-7200. So, Joe, sitting at my desk about 2 weeks ago before I went to Mexico for our company trip, lady calls me crying on the phone.
Again.
Crying.
You get a lot of those
I get
calls.
A lot of crying. Right. I know. I'm attracted to criers, you know, whatever. So I go, what's wrong? She's like, I went to a bank. It's been 4 months. I'm not going to name the bank. I went to the bank. It's been 4 months. We need a HELOC. We've got some work we need done on our home. Long story short, I can't get a hold of anybody. They're not calling me. We just got turned down because they pulled my husband's credit before the closing, and something showed up on his credit, right? Something. Dropped his credit score down, and we can't use his income. Okay, what do you do for a living? She tells me what she does. She has ample income to pull this off. I'm like, what type of mortgage do you have on your house? She's like, we own the house free and clear. I'm like, what's the problem? Mm-hmm. You make more than enough money. Your credit's good. She's like, you got 720 credit score and plus. And so I call the bank. I'm like, let me try to help out, right? Because I don't want this lady who's calling me crying to call up on Saturday and blast the bank, right? So I'm just like, let me try to get this thing solved before they have a bigger problem. 3, 4, 5 calls into the bank, loan officer, bank manager, nothing. So now I'm all, now you got me. Okay, now you're blowing me off. All right. Call their corporate communications out east, right? I'm like, hey, corporate communications, I'm David Hochberg. I got the show on GN. I do mortgages. This listener called me crying. Tried to get a hold of your local branch, radio silent. I go, listen, I'm just trying to head off. I don't understand what the problem is. I'm making no money on this transaction. I'm just trying to help out a listener and to save you from being embarrassed when she calls into my show crying and blasting everybody at the branch. Okay, boom, boom, boom. Long story short, gets a hold of somebody there. They revitalize the loan. Okay, all they had to do was drop her husband from the loan and push it through with her. Now the banker has got an attitude. Long story short, she just called in. Kim, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Is everything that I said accurate?
Absolutely. I'm the crier.
Okay. So
you're one of them, Kim.
I know. Well, we call them leakers, okay? She was in tears. I'm like, catch it. She was all, Roy, you're looking at me like I'm She was sobbing.
That's how Roy always looks.
I know. She looked at me like, what is he talking about? Were you not sobbing on the phone, Kim?
I was. I was depleted, defeated, all of it.
Okay. Is everything that I said was right? I called the bank 4 or 5 times. They blew me off. I called corporate. They finally got back to me. I'm like, Kim, I think there's going to be some movement. Closed yesterday, right? 2 weeks after she called me. Did I make any money on this transaction, Kim?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I can't even believe someone would go out of their way like that for somebody they don't know. You were amazing.
Okay. So Kim had work done on her home. She needed to access the equity in her home to do the work that she needed done on her home. She had some hail damage on the roof, and she needed a new roof, and she didn't have enough cash, and she just wanted to take out a home equity line of credit. She works. She has great credit. And we're not going to slam the bank because they did it right, and they got it done. But this is a case where a local listener, consumer, was getting railroaded by a banker, and I was having nothing of it. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. What did you learn from this, Kim, and what should other listeners learn from this?
Take your advice.
Well, that goes without saying, right?
Oh, you should not have said that.
Well, you should have said it earlier. No, but you don't do this for a living, right?
No, I had no clue. This was our first time, and I had the runaround for so long, and I'm like, I just can't even believe it happened. So and I can't believe how fast you fixed it.
Well, I went
in, and they told me 5 to 15 days we would have an answer. Months later, I'm still getting strung along, and I look back at the dates that I contacted you. It was probably a week before I finally got an answer, and yeah. I closed on the 10th day.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
See, but you need a relationship. I don't care if it's with you or a banker. That's what you're banking
on. That's what it's all about.
It has to be. We have to get that.
And I know we got to go to news, Ben, but hold your horses. We do this show every single weekend. So when listeners are out there that don't know anything about electrical charging stations or fixing mold or windows or basement flood protectors or doing redoing a basement, they have a safe place to come because you've got advocates here who will fight for you. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't a jerk. I was very nice. I just said, you don't want Kim calling in crying because she's a leaker, you know, blasting your bank on the radio. I say that out of respect to leakers, right, Kim? I mean, you're a leaker, right? You're very emotional.
Admit it.
What are you looking at me? I can't believe you called her a leaker. She's a leaker, right? She was very emotional. Now she's calm. She's gonna get her house done. And we didn't let a listener get railroaded by a local bank that was treating her like crap.
Or just not treating her at all.
Not complete disrespect.
not even answering their call.
So one call to the corporate communications department out east. I'm like, hey, you might have a problem on your hand. I'm trying to divert a train wreck for you. And you see, I'm not naming the bank because they did her solid.
You just keep saying that.
Yeah. I just want to reiterate that for other banks to try to screw. Well, I don't like big banks screwing over listeners. And guess what?
I don't like anybody screwing over anybody.
A listener's got advocates here on Saturday mornings from 10 until 1. That's all I want to say. Mm-hmm. Kim, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. You're well awesome, said. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, my friend. 312-981-7.
She doesn't sound like a leaker.
She's a leaker. All right. She was sobbing. I got the... She was out of breath. Saying, I'm like, my God. Like for love, let me just take care of this. 312-981-7200. Kevin Wells is crying right now. He's like... My God, I can't believe I listened to that story. He's leaking in the newsroom.
For all different reasons.
Well, we won't go into the reasons. He's got medical conditions, but that's fine. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. That's the website. You can go to download podcasts, previous shows, get information about all of our experts. Carol's calling in from Indiana with a question for both Roy and Corey. Carol, thanks for calling back. We appreciate it. We had some things going on prior to you calling, and we didn't want you sitting on hold. So thanks for calling back.
No problem. I built a small ranch in Dyer, and now in the basement on, like, stuff I'm storing down there, I'm getting fuzzy mold. Not black mold, just the fuzziness. What would cause that, and what can I do?
Humidity levels, air ventilation. So you've got a basement where, just by your quick description there, I can tell that the humidity levels are getting high and being sustained. So something's going on in the basement where you've got too much moisture in the air. And that is when you see the secondary issues like mold growing on furnitures. There could have been like a loss scenario, like sump pump failure, pipe break. We've got a water damage event. Well, then you can pinpoint it to that. Maybe it wasn't mitigated properly. Maybe it wasn't dried out properly. But if there's no history like that, and this is new construction, and all of a sudden mold's just showing up on surfaces, that has to do with sustained high humidities, low air ventilation.
Roy, you have a product that takes care of that as well, don't you?
Yeah, we've got an appliance called the PermaDry unit that actually will monitor the humidity constantly and keep it in a safe range, because mold is always there, but it only becomes active and grows, as you're seeing, once its humidity level is above like 55 degrees or 55% rather. Basements by nature are cool and damp, so you can have mold without even having an event. It's just a natural thing. So the biggest thing, mold needs food, it needs a certain temperature range and things. So as long as we can keep that humidity level down, it needs that moisture. And if it has that, it will not grow and things. So the best thing is, like Corey said, is to keep that humidity under control.
Amir, you want to add something?
Yeah, wouldn't just circulating air help this situation as well in the interim until you get the humidity under control?
Right.
No, you're just circulating moist air around.
That's a good point.
Type thing. Okay. You really need to dry that air out, and that's what the PermaDry does. It does two things. It filters the air, actually pulls the active mold spores out as it's filtering the air, but it's also pulling the moisture out of the air. And so reducing the range so mold can't grow up. So anybody can kill mold, but it's just going to grow right back again. We have to control that environment.
Environment, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did we answer your question, Carol?
Well, one more thing. Should I have the vents open downstairs then?
Open vents, Roy?
No, because depending on the pressure and things, sometimes moist air is coming in from the outside and things like that. So you want to have a closed environment, which is what we're going to have this winter. And so we want to control that thing. And even in the summertime, you may want to air condition your home. You don't want the vents open and things like that. So it's better just to make sure the humidity is under control, notwithstanding what the temperature is outside.
Dyer, Indiana, within your service area?
Absolutely.
All right, Carol, how about that? You happy?
That'll work. Thank you.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, young lady. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Roy, 847. I have an underground drainage pipe that is connected to the downspouts of my home. Rainwater goes in the gutter and down these downspouts into underground pipes. Last winter, the inside of the pipe was frozen, so water could not flow through in the spring when it warmed up. Can you fix that? Please contact me, Victoria.
Yes, Victoria, the same thing I was talking about, the sump pump discharge and that air gap between the pipe, the downspout in this case, and the underground pipe. You know, clearly, you know, ice grows up on the downspout, and if it's connected to a solid pipe that's frozen, that ice is going to continue up your downspouts and split the downspouts and everything. So we have fittings called leaf guards that will create that air gap and help avoid that problem. So give us a call.
Is the air gap cost more money, or is it better to have an air gap or an air gap?
Nice touche.
312-981-7200. I can't just lay it out there like that. Our listeners are going, come on, David. Roy gave you a 3-2 fastball.
How about this? I bought the PermSeal dry system several months ago. It's done wonders in my basement.
There you go. I like to hear that.
Amir, can your company remove the entire old window with seat sills and jams?
Absolutely. That's actually one of our specialties. There are two different ways windows are replaced. One is your very quick and easy insert replacement method, which pretty much is a Band-Aid solution. What we actually specialize in is complete full-frame restoration of the entire hole in the wall. We go stud to stud, waterproof, insulate. And actually, the method of installation that we use, which, again, our experts can come and discuss with you in full detail with videos and tutorials and everything, is almost better than new construction, simple as that. And we have specifically designed that for our climate here in Chicago. Waterproofed and insulated.
He's learning
full frame installations.
Takes him 15 minutes to answer your question.
No, he's good. No, he's fine.
He's all right. All right. We're going to head into the break with this. Listening in St. Francis, Wisconsin, on the lake, to be specific. I grew up in Park Ridge, Southwestern Avenue. We didn't hear the planes because we got so used to the planes flying overhead, and Dad even replaced the basement windows. If you live on Southwestern Avenue in Park Ridge, you could throw a rock and hit the plane screaming over your head. So thank you for listening in St. Francis, Wisconsin on the lake. We appreciate your loyalty and your support of the show. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a question here for Don Butler of Capital Electric coming back after the break. 312-981.
How long is this show?
It's almost over, Joe. Stay awake. 312. We got the Red Bull coming. And that guy, the creator of Red Bull, just died this week. Did you know that?
No way. Yeah, overdosed on much caffeine or something?
Oh, he's 79, 70-something years old?
Too much caffeine. You can't. If you're 79, you can't drink Red Bull.
I don't know what he was drinking.
Don't drink Red Bull if you're that.
Okay, there's your public health service announcement from Joe. Mm-mm. Just drink tequila, right?
Sure.
All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and phone line. And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra. And I looked right at Frank and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on here.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. Let's knock some of these callers out. But first, can you go over, hang on, Mike and Huntley. We have two or three texters here asking about the Illinois tax credit for home efficiencies. Can you cover that real quickly for our listeners and follow up with them after the show?
Oh, absolutely.
Go.
So, the Illinois tax credit on the EV chargers.
Yes.
So that is really for commercial. So that's for public stations within so many miles off a highway.
Okay. So if you don't own a commercial property or a business, that doesn't apply to you.
Correct. But on the solar portion, so they have the Illinois Shines program, the SREC program. So they're paying upwards of close to 25% of the cost of a solar system.
Wow. On your home.
On your home.
That's a lot of money.
On top of the 30% federal tax credit. So that's 55% of the cost of a solar system paid for.
Is that a tax credit the following year when you file your taxes?
On the federal side, yes.
And if you don't owe any money, do you get it back? Or if there's no
credit? It's now refundable.
It's now refundable.
Correct.
So if you're getting a refund, don't have anything, if you don't owe the government any money, that's huge.
Well, a lot of people are prepaying their taxes.
I don't know. You're right. Maybe some.
Right.
Me, well, I do.
I don't know why you do that. Well, no. Well, you have to because you do it in installments. But, right, you do your quarterly installments.
So you have to do quarterly, right. So I prepay it.
No, right. And so do I if you're self-employed. But a lot of our listeners, many of our listeners, thank you, Texture.
Well, no, if you're a W-2 employee, you're actually having taxes taken out of your check every week.
But some of our listeners take too much out and give the government a tax-free, because I want a huge refund in April, which doesn't make any sense to me when they're running with $30,000.
You were always good with money, David.
I understand.
You were born good with money.
I think you still have your communion money.
Oops, no, you don't.
Well, that would not be me. That would be a different David
Hochberg. Oops, no, you don't.
I was circumcised on the eighth day. Manish Tana Halayla said. 312-981-7200.
No communion money for you.
No communion money for me. Bar mitzvah money. No, that's a whole other story.
Is that a big thing?
It's a nice thing. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. If our listeners want to contact you to get more information after the show, how do they reach you?
630-833-2389. That's our office number. My direct extension is 386. Our website is capital with a K, K-A-P-I-T-A-L, electric.com.
All right, Mike and Huntley, we got a couple of minutes here. Fire out your question and we'll get it answered.
We'll make it quick. So I got a house down in Florida. I replaced a filter the other day when I was down there, and I see mold growing around my squirrel cage in there, my blower, and my A-coil. I've got quite a bit of it. Obviously, the air conditioning runs a lot down there. I look online, and I see things like UV light to put in there, but I see that degrades wire and the plastic pan under the A-coil. So I'm not sure. Do you have any experience with that?
Roy?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Dave, can you answer that?
I'd move.
Do you? He just got to Florida.
No, I know. No, here's what I will do. I will hook you up with, connect you with Rich Dykstra when he gets back from his scuba diving trip and skydiving trip in Mexico, because he's a huge skydiver.
Yeah, he's big.
Big skydiver. So I'm going to put you on hold here, Mike, and Rich will follow up with you, okay, buddy, when he gets back. Is that cool?
Thank you so much.
All right, hang out with Corey, Mr. Floor Cleaning Product.
Treating mold with UV?
Yeah, that
it works.
It does work. Does work. I understand his concerns too about degrading the rubbers and things. But from what he just said, hey, it needs a cleaning and it needs maintenance.
Right. Okay. You think that would help out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. June in Wheaton. Last question of the day. Sore flies in the basement. Fire away.
Hi. So we've been in our house two winters. Last winter we had some sort of sewer problem in the bathroom in the basement. Couple months after that, we had this huge infestation of what somebody told me are sewer flies. So what can we do about them before we go through another, you know, winter and have the heat on? Because that's what I guess they like.
Other than moving. Go ahead, Corey. You got anything for this?
Exactly.
Well, for a pest infestation, I'd probably refer you to Rose Pest Control.
I had another pest control company come out and say they couldn't do anything about them.
Well, you didn't have Rose.
Call Rose.
Maybe not. Okay.
All right. There you go. So I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to have Janelle Iacino give you a call back, and she'll help you with that. Okay, June?
She will for sure.
Alrighty.
All right. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Product. Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200. We got 2 minutes to go. Everybody's got 30 seconds. So, Mr. Butler, say goodbye and share some wisdom with your phone number at the end, my friend.
So we specialize in renewable energy and solar electric vehicle chargers. Phone number is 630-833-2389. And our website's capital with a K, K-A-P-I-T-A-L, electric.com.
And take advantage of, especially if you make over $300,000 of income.
Absolutely.
And you plan on buying a electric car, you might as well save your 30% on those chargers now.
Absolutely. Take advantage of that that tax credit on the electric vehicle chargers. There's no restrictions up until January. After January, the income does play a part.
Corey, you have 30 seconds. That's not 31, 35, 30. Go.
Good afternoon, Chicago. It's Corey Ambrose, Blue Sky Restoration. Hey, we are your local and your national restoration provider. We fix broken buildings. Call us immediately if you sustain property damage, whether it's water, mold, fire, vehicle impact, whatever it may be. If you need help, give us a call at 800-266-5677. Again, that is Blue Sky.
Amir Khan, Next door on Windows, say goodbye and leave us with your information, buddy.
For all your very high-quality window and door replacement needs, give us a call at 1-800-NEXT-DOOR or nextdoorandwindow.com. We have very good promotions going on right now and financing options for your project as well.
I think you did a good job, Joe, this first show. I think
it seemed like it. Yep. Yeah. Well, yep. A lot better than Justin.
Yeah, a lot better. Yeah, we like you better.
No, I'm not kidding. Don't
Roy Spencer.
This caused me a decent amount of grief.
PermaSeal, what's the best number to reach you and your tribe, buddy?
800-421-SEAL. I was remiss if I don't mention we're having a special. We talked about the transition to cold weather. We're having a special this month in November, next month in November, 20% off all our crawl space encapsulation and permafoam rim joist insulation where they're done together, or 10% off if you just do the rim joist insulation.
You got emailed saying, don't forget to say this, right? You got the email, Joe. MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
All right.
Was it a fun show?
It was a great show. Wendy Snyder will be in next week, and I have a bar mitzvah.
Cut it out, Dave.
I have a bar mitzvah.
We can't keep doing this.
I have a bar mitzvah in Michigan I have to go to.
Dave, do you know how many listeners are going to be sad?
I know, and a lot will be happy.
Like three.
If you want to reach me during the week, go to 56David.com or give me a call at 855-56David. Thanks for listening. Coming up next, the John Hanson. With Let's Get Legal.
That's a good show.
That's a lot better than this. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Next Door and Window, PermaSeal, Capital Electric, and Blue Sky Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.